Radiohead, a band out of the UK, and a short post on its website said that its album was finished and listeners could pay whatever they wanted to download it. And I think it will go public October 10th, I think. And while, you know, several indie bands have built up listeners and even a little bit of cash this way, especially through MySpace over the past few years, it's the first time a truly major group has, you know, completely avoided the labels and the heretofore established pricing structures. So I guess where are we going with this digital distribution, and what's happening with the record labels?
Well, I mean, to me, it's this is great. I mean, Geico likes to claim they took the middleman out of insurance, but this is the fear of all companies who market and sell content, that, you know, whether it's bloggers or musicians, that they don't need the label company anymore. Because there was this great quote from somebody in Radiohead saying, you know, we've actually had a good relationship with our record label, but it's kind of cool to tell them to, you know, F off. It's kind of fun to tell them that. And it's, you know, what, in the age of where people are increasingly understand that it's really easy to download music, you don't even need to go to iTunes. Now you can just go to Radiohead.com and download. This is, you know, just another step in what has to be scaring the crap out of the music labels, that their value will never go away, but once a company builds a brand, what do they need the record label company for?
Right. And, I mean, like I mentioned at the top, how some indie bands have really built up a good following doing it on their own as well, especially in more populated areas where they can get people out to their concerts more quickly and easily. I wonder, in some ways, it actually feels a little bit like when Pearl Jam stood up to Ticketmaster in, you know, the early 90s, and they would only play non-Ticketmaster venues. And, it, you know, while it lasted 4 years or so, I think, it was ultimately tilting at windmills. And I don't know, I just wonder, obviously the record labels haven't figured this out, and nobody really has figured out the best way to market. I just wonder if Radiohead has really nailed a perfect way to make money and stick it to the labels at the same time, or if somebody else is going to, I mean, for a while, everybody is thinking that iTunes is the way to go for distribution. Or will everything kind of tilt back to the labels at some point when they band together and figure out a better way to do this?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's probably going to just become sort of this tier, I mean, maybe not, but this tier structure where you use the labels when you need them. And then at a certain point, you might not need them. Or maybe, you know, I mean, it's tough to call, just because it depends, I guess, on how people, the music taste evolves. I mean, for me, I never need to go to record labels because my music taste died about 12 years ago and I listened to the same exact bands. I have no need for anybody introducing new things to me.
What about this impact on iTunes? Obviously, this is, you know, one band in a sea of zillions. But, you know, broadcasters have said, you know, we can take our TV shows away from iTunes. We don't need you. Amazon MP3 is in beta. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but they have several of the labels on board, and they're selling DRM-free downloads for 89 cents. I mean, is this kind of another...
Yeah, well, it's also, I mean, like MTV, okay, as I open myself up to public ridicule, you know, MTV reality shows like The Hills, which I do watch, you know, MTV now offers them for free. I mean, for free. You can watch them on your computer.
Yeah.
Rather than going, so now, okay, so that's got to be incredibly scarier to Comcast, although Comcast is the birth, you know, the company who provides my internet connection as well as cable, but, you know, I get a free Wi-Fi all of a sudden. Comcast is no longer in the equation for distributing MTV shows. I mean, it's as a consumer, it's so exciting. Just all these, just watching, you know, the internet, all these technologies just totally destabilizing these companies, and they're all trying to fight to stay in the game. And, you know, it's hopefully, you know, knock on wood, FDA assuming the FCC keeps things relatively competitive, you know, it's only going to benefit the consumer.
Right, right. You know, from a media perspective, I think it's just as interesting in the way that the ban not only avoided the record labels, but as Gulf Magazine pointed out in a piece this week, Radiohead announced this while completely avoiding the mainstream media. You know, they essentially posted a short message, and with hours, it was through all the major blogs and record sites, and in a couple days, everyone had covered it, and very few people, I know you mentioned a Radiohead quote, but I had seen very few actual interviews with the band themselves. And they're getting tons of hype.
I don't know if this was an orchestrated PR campaign or if it just took off way before. I mean, they obviously thought off their whole pricing strategy and they knew it was going to have an impact, but yeah, they couldn't have done this any better.
Yeah, it's just kind of this rolling kind of sound.
By avoiding doing, I mean, it keeps the whole sort of democratic, by not doing a formal, you know, PR announcement, working with some slick agency to roll out this press conference and everything. It's totally true to the whole, it's power to the people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see how effective that is. I mean, Radiohead obviously hasn't made it clear whether they'll make it public, how many downloads they get, or how much money they make. But as far as creating some major buzz, they've accomplished that essentially just by typing a few letters on their blog and letting the fans and the people take care of the rest.